WJBR.
WJBR.
'80s, '90s, and today, 99.5 WJBR.
WJBR FM, WJBR HD1.
Ready when you are.
99.5 WJBR with John and Charlie's 5 Things You Need to Know Today.
It is 7:11, 57 degrees on our way to 77 today. Plenty of sunshine. The 5 Things You Need to Know Before You Get to Work being brought to you by the Carman Auto Group. Number one, for the first time ever, Little Leaguers from Center City will steal the spotlight in Williamsport. In Philadelphia today, they'll hold a rally for the Taney Dragons at 2 p.m., and they'll broadcast the game on a big screen in the City Hall courtyard.
Number two, calm prevailed during the fifth night of protest after the fatal police shooting of an unarmed black Missouri teenager by the name of Michael Brown. Protesters marched peacefully alongside state troopers who took over operations of the scene. Ferguson officials plan to release the name of the officer involved, according to reports. I got to tell you, the state police taking over, that doesn't look good for your local law enforcement.
Yeah, it was a little out of hand.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they're trying to get that back on track.
Right on.
Number three this morning, 45 years ago in Bethel, New York, was where the Woodstock Music and Art Fair opened. It brought together thousands in one of the most iconic music festivals in American history. 45 years.
I saw a book on that. I was reading it. The couple that are wrapped up in the quilt.
Yeah,
on the,
that picture.
Yeah, the guy said, I don't even know any of the bands. I wasn't even supposed to be there, but everybody was driving, and I just took the day off of work and drove up to see what happened, spent the night. So it was one of those that's like, wow, it's become the image of Woodstock. Number four, the Federal Bullying Prevention Summit in Washington is today, hosted by the Department of Education, bringing together experts and educators to address the issue of bullying nationwide. Representatives from Facebook, as well as various colleges and government agencies, are expected to speak.
Well, when we were in school, it was just giving each other a hard time. Now it's all over the internet.
A wedgie.
Yeah, well, speak for yourself.
I had a swirly too once.
And, wow. Fine, yeah. Tough school. Finally this morning, Major League Baseball's owners elected MLB Chief Operating Officer Rob Manfred as the new commissioner. He'll take over from retiring Commissioner Bud Selig on January 25th. Manfred beat out Boston Red Sox chairman Tom Werner.
When your brother's 2 years older than you, it's not good in junior high. We'll take a look at traffic.
Whew, what a party.
But look at the...
99.5 WJBR traffic.
Leaky roof.
I'm Randy Ellis with 99.5 WJBR traffic.
It's JT and Mirrors at 99.5 WJBR, 723. 58 degrees on our way to 79. If you only knew what we discussed when the music was playing.
There are just a lot of news stories out there that we cannot share, but oh my, that internet is something crazy.
Oh, it's a lovely thing. Yeah. And it kills a lot of time, I'll tell you that much.
It does.
We would like to give you tickets to see a movie, however, speaking of killing time, maybe you'd like to spend 2 hours in an air-conditioned theater this weekend. We have got tickets to see the new movie, The Giver, starring Jeff Bridges.
You have to know the answer to this question, so let's get it out there. The average person will do this 4 times an hour. What is it?
Call their mom.
Wow. Someone's got some issues.
Is that wrong? 764-WJBR, 888-995-WJBR.
The average person will do this 4 times an hour. What is it? You know the answer. You're going to see The Giver.
WJBR, the 80s, 90s, and today Gavin DeGraw and I Don't Want to Be. He's taking his show to the Mann Music Center along with Matt Nathanson. It is 727. That show is this weekend, by the way. It's 58 degrees on our way to 79 today, and we're trying to give away tickets to see The Giver. Of course, we're doing it by asking this question.
The average person will do this 4 times a day. What is it?
Hi, is the answer touch your face?
Yes!
Good for you.
Awesome.
That's phenomenal. What is your name?
Janet.
I thought it was something different completely, but I was wrong. I'm always wrong.
No.
But you're not. You're right. And that means you have now 2 tickets to go see The Giver.
Awesome. I really want to see that movie. It looks good.
Did you read the book?
No. Oh, I just found out there was a book.
Oh, the book's really good. Maybe see the movie first and then read the book, because obviously you want to check it out. But I thought it was a very good book.
Awesome.
Charlie, stop telling people what to do.
Hey, watching the movie first sounds good.
Yeah. That way you won't be lost and you can skip to the last part of it.
Yes.